In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Has anyone ever heard of the St. Francis National Evangelical Spiritual Baptist Faith Archdiocese of Canada? I hadn't either until I searched for the longest church name, and I found this. And it's a real place in Canada, Ontario, I think, and started by some believers from Trinidad who it seems were trying to be attractive to everyone. So Catholics with the St. Francis, Nationalists, Canadians, Baptists, Pentecostals. Our church name is not that long, but it has become much longer in the course of history. What's the official name of our church? St. Hagop, Armenian Apostolic Church, or some people, St. Hagop, Armenian Orthodox Church, or put those together, St. Hagop, Armenian Apostolic Orthodox Church. And each of these adjectives, they say something important about us that we accrued over the centuries. But we must go back to the 7th and the 8th century, and our church was simply named what? Hayastanyaits Yegeretzin, the church in Armenia. And then go back a century or two more, and it wouldn't be the church in Armenia, it would simply be the church. The church. All of the founders of our church, St. Gregory the Illuminator, his whole family, unto St. Nerses Metz, they were all ordained in Caesarea by bishops of the world church. This is worth remembering, especially today, because today in our church is called Ganach Kiraki, and it's also called Ashkara Matran Kiraki, the Sunday of the world church, the world altar. And all of our adjectives of ethnicity and of place, as dear they are to us, they are not our oldest tradition. The oldest tradition goes to the one church instituted by Christ, the church of the entire world, right? And so today's reading from Acts gives an even older and simpler description, actually, of this body that we're a part of that transforms us here at St. Hagop Armenian Apostolic Orthodox Church. Even before followers of Jesus were known as Christians, before dioceses and councils and meetings, the people who followed Christ were called people of the way. People of the way. And this ancient name appears in today's reading when Saul, still a persecutor of Christians, asked for permission to arrest anyone who belongs to the way. That's what Saul. And this people of the way, it's a broad and mysterious name, but it's a powerful one because it contains our original birthright and our original calling, which still challenges us to this very day. Are we still people of the way? Jesus gives the challenge and the call as well when he speaks of the way. You might remember this passage. He says, the way is broad that leads to destruction. And it's narrow that leads to life. That's a challenge. There's good and bad in the world, and we have to actively choose the good. But it's not all about morals in Christianity. This way is a call to a living relationship with the God who made us and walked with us. You remember, I am the way, said Jesus, and the truth and the life. The way isn't something we master or even grasp, but something, someone we are grasped by. And so, this is what Paul discovered on the road to Damascus in today's reading. He was a man of disciplined learning and religious passion. He knew the scriptures, he knew the traditions, but he did not yet know the way, because he didn't know the one who is the way. And when the risen Christ meets him, everything changes, not just his opinions or his politics or his morals. He's literally knocked off his horse. That's where we get that phrase, knocked off your horse, from what happened to Paul on that day when he's claimed and called and sent by Christ. He's changed. That's why his name changes. He's no longer Saul, but Paul. And he goes on to spread the radical way of Christ across the known world. And here's an interesting and powerful thing about this way. It doesn't come at us like a recipe or a self-help book to live your best life. It takes obedience, and faith is all. Now get up and enter the city, and you will be told what to do, were the next words of Jesus to Paul, who was flat on the ground. There's not a detailed plan here, there's not a strategy, and there's no guarantees. Just a direction and an invitation to take the next faithful step. God will help you and I figure out the rest. That takes a long time to develop that trust and faith. At least that's taken me and takes me still a long time to go without knowing exactly where and how to get there. But this is how it is for people of the way. It was that way for Abraham, who left his homeland. It was that way for Moses, who left his palace. It was that way for the disciples who dropped their nets. And Saul, who got knocked off his high horse. And I think it was also, importantly, that way for Armenian Christians, especially when our trials have been hardest and our faith the strongest. From Avarai to Ani, from Cilicia to Constantinople, from Adana to America. The way of the world has often been pretty cruel to our ancestors. But the ones who knew the way of Christ knew that their way overcame the world with faith and with grace. And we are heirs of those Armenians of the way of Christ. And I aspire to walk in that way, and I hope that you do too, to be a people that are simply known for the way we live and how that way differs from a world that is now getting more and more partisan and divided and device addicted and isolated. Our way is different. We're patient with each other, hopefully. We share in each other's joys and losses. We have a place for the stranger and the downtrodden. We know that the way that unites us is far greater than the politics and the culture, the ethnicities, the personalities, which can sometimes be a wedge to divide us. So then, what is the proper name, in conclusion, of our church? We should keep our names and titles Armenian Apostolic Orthodox Church, because they root us in history and in our identity. And if they're in the proper order, they are a great blessing, as with all things. If we recall that today, the Sunday of the World Church, that we are a little church, part of a greater body. If we recall that before and beneath and above all things, we are to be the people of the way who follow Christ, make it their priority to walk in his way of joy and humility and love, which continues even to this day to transform the world, now and always, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.